is the importance of Chazara. The Gemara Megillah says that you're not allowed to read less than 10 psukim in shul. Whenever you have Kriyas HaTorah, the minimum is 10 psukim. There's one exception, Amalek. In Purim, we read 9 psukim. We want to show that Amalek creates a truncated reality, that as long as Amalek or evil is in the world, reality isn't complete. Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is in some ways crimped. So we always read 10 psukim. And the Gemara says, the pasuk Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar counts. Now, there's very few svarim in the entire Torah that have as many Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar as Vayikra, because Vayikra is the transmission of our Masara. So this is a good meat of the day for Chazara and a good meat of the day for Sefer Vayikra. And the question is, of course, why should Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar count as a pasuk when it doesn't convey any information? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar is just a stylistic pasuk. So Rashi says in Megillah Daf Chafal from the base, Afal pi she'ein lilmod mimenu klum. The pasuk counts even though you can't learn anything from the pasuk, because Kriyas HaTorah is not just about learning, it's about reading Hashem's word, and every word in the Torah is divinely written. So even though there's nothing new that we learn from Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, it still counts. Rav Soloveitchik once said, and I think he was quoting a Rishon, I don't remember which Rishon he quoted, but he may have been quoting a Rishon, there's a different shot for Rashi, that even though you and I would think that Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar doesn't teach us anything new, it does teach us. It teaches us that when Hashem taught Moshe the Torah, he stopped, gave Moshe a chance for Chazara, and then continued. It wasn't one long delivery, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, here it is. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, here's 15 psukim. Absorb the ideas. Chazar. And when you finish, we'll restart the process. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Chazar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Five times. Chazara. So Chazara is not something that is cooked up in Yeshivat Haaretzion in the last 3 days of Zman just to make sure that people have their intensity. It's something which even Moshe Rabbeinu, with the greatest Talmud and the greatest Rebbe, understood. And I want to highlight, just for the next 2-3 days, obviously the overall yeshiva is spending more time in Chazara. We're going to spend less time than those of you who are going to Poland, so it's a truncated Chazara, and it's something that we really deliberated about for many, many years, whether the Poland trip has the right, so to speak, to get in the way of Chazara. It's important on at least two fronts. It's important, number one, because there's a mitzvah, very famous shita of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's a mitzvah, first Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's called the Friedeker Rebbe in Yiddish, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, wrote this Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's a mitzvah not just to study Torah, Mishinantam Levanecha. It's also a mitzvah to know Torah. You get to Shemayim, Hashem isn't just going to ask you how much Torah did you study, but how much Torah do you know? Now, that's a frustrating concept, especially for those who may not be spending their whole lives in yeshiva. It's a frustrating concept for people that may not be spending a second year in yeshiva. You'll know a lot of medical knowledge, you'll know a lot of business knowledge, you know a lot of insignificant trivia, and you get to Shemayim. How much Torah do you know? Well, I was in yeshiva for a year, and I learned 10 lot of ksivas. What about the rest of Shas? What about the death? What about... This isn't a Shana Betshmu, so I'm not going to take it in that direction. But what it certainly is the one mesechta that you did learn, and you did have the chance to be Veis Hashem, that for the very least, you'll be held accountable for that. At the very, very least. So even though you may feel there are ways to justify that you're not finishing all of Shas, or all of Torah, at least, okay, but you spent a year in yeshiva, how much do you know? So this is a chance only for 2-3 days to say, well, how much do we know? Second of all, it's important because it's attitude. Chazara just doesn't reflect your attitude, it also sets your attitude. Is it just been there and done that and you move on? Or you see this, you want to hold on to it as best as possible. And even though you may not succeed in holding on to it, but if you take the Chazara seriously, at least attitudinally, you want to try. If you could wave a magic wand, would you want to try to? And finally, and I hope attitudinally as well, it's not just how much you value Torah, but going forward. You can walk away from this very depressed, how much do I know? You can walk away saying, this is my first, which is what I always tell myself. Maybe it's lying, maybe it's deceitful or delusional. But this is my first shot at Ksuvas. I hope to come back to Ksuvas. I hope to learn it again. I hope to hear Shiurim on it. Next time I open up Kiyum Shtaros, it'll be a lot easier. As some of you saw me talking today with a visiting Rav who came to visit the yeshiva, and I was talking to him, and I showed him the monster table, and he was shocked. What, you taught your Talmidim Kiyum Shtaros? That's the hardest sugya around. Like, why would you even, no one teaches the Talmidim Kiyum Shtaros. And I was proud to say, no, I really feel like they understood, and they appreciated what a large sugya can convey. And some know more, some know less, but I'm very proud to have taken you over the last 5 weeks or 4 weeks through Kiyum Shtaros. So hopefully it's not just an attitude of what you've been through, been added to it. Okay, so one day, which is why we say at the end of a siyum, Hadron Allah Mesechas Ksivos Hadrachalan. I'll come back to you. Hadrachalan Mesechas Megillah. Next time you make a siyum, think about Hadron means when to come back. Lahador means to come back. I've learned the best that I can. I'm a human being. I have limited intellectual capacity. I have other things that I have to do. But hopefully I'll come back to you, Mesechas Shabbos, and then the next time I learn you, or next time I study, it'll be a lot easier. A very famous question, Rav Soloveitchik said, Kabbalah tells us that a child learns Kala Tara Kula in his mother's womb. And the Malach comes and touches you on the lips and creates a little indentation, and you forget Kala Tara Kula. So the Rav asked, what's the purpose of teaching Kala Tara Kula if the Malach's going to come and make you forget the Torah? So what's the purpose? And the Rebbe always said, it's because at least you are reacquiring Torah, you're not studying it afresh. Somehow, deep in your subconscious, you've learned Kiyum Shtaros before. Deep in your subconscious, before you had a cognitive capacity, when you were growing a spine and eyes and a nose and ears, Hashem was teaching you Kiyum Shtaros and Reish Lakish and Rav and Shmuel and all these ideas. And we forgot them. But now you're coming back and acquiring something which you've already studied once, very, very subconsciously. So certainly Allah has come and become, having studied it consciously over the last couple of weeks in Ksuvas in general. Next time you cut ground in Ksuvas. So there are different forms of Chazara, and I tried to outline them today on the WhatsApp message. For some of you just going through Gemara, Rashi, some of you trying to get through some of the lambdas, the tables. But just take it seriously. Don't walk away and say, okay, now it's a break, there's no shiur, I'll just come for the presentations. It's important intellectually, epistemologically, how much knowledge can you try to cover? It's important attitudinally, how important is this to you? How do you see your future? And also, a lot of times in Gush, guys tell me, Pesach, what did I really accomplish this year? I went through 18 pages. We're not page-turning. This isn't a place which emphasizes finishing Masechtos and finishing. I hope you're able to see these tables and at least recognize what it's all about and some of the skills that you had no clue about when you started learning now are yours. And as always in yeshiva, the skills aren't the end point. The skills are the medium. Oh, this is what Torah is. This is why so many people spend so much time studying Torah. They're not just playing around with little anecdotal or episodic ideas. They're building massive structures that innervate all of Shas and connect all of Shas in the same way we connected whatever little parts of Shas we've seen. And even if that's not something I'm going to dedicate my entire life to, I certainly want to be involved in it. And most importantly, I certainly want to respect the people that are and have a tremendous amount of respect for people that dedicate their lives to being Talmid Chachamim. I want to feel myself as part of that. And certainly I want to feel privileged that I have had entree into this, and that should affect that I daven properly, my midos are proper, my Yiras Shamayim, my Shmiras and Mitzvahs. At its best point, the exposure to the beauty and the grandeur of Torah should affect your identity as a Ben Torah. I'm not going to say this is all going to happen in the next 48 hours. It's Wednesday morning and Shabbos is coming. But at least it's a gut check, even if attitudinally, even if you're not so successful in chazaring and you use the next 48 hours to prepare for Pesach or whatever else you're doing, just take a step, look at these sheets, listen to boys speaking, and try to think about what chazara means. It shouldn't just be we're going through the motions and chazaring, okay?